What we have to say is that our report is very, or our release is very concise, it's very precise, and we even quote a rebel commander who is saying that some of these acts of looting, for example, were perpetrated on an individual basis, and some of the rebels have been punished, although we cannot ascertain that for a fact. And the other one is also from the same commander when we are talking about the violation of human rights in terms of attacks on actual people captured, be they civilians or, according to the rebels, they are former army loyalists. These have been made, these quotes have been made by the rebel commander that we spoke to over there. So they admit it. Now, if they decided to retract the admission somewhere else, I'm sorry, but our release is very precise in that respect.
Do you follow maybe the reports on violations of human rights and various killings of civilians on behalf of NATO forces?
We are trying to gain access to Tripoli. This is something that we want, and we hope that if anybody in the Libyan government, in the Libyan authorities, is listening to this broadcast, we would really wish to be allowed access into Tripoli to document what's happening within the Libyan capital also. But as long as we are outside and prevented from going into Tripoli, then we cannot document what's happening.